So boys and girls, we have spent a lot of time in this classroom investigating immigration, talking about where our families came from.
Susan Ardone speaking about immigration with her fourth grade class at East Elementary School in Sharon.
Kids get the concept almost right away. They accept it. They embrace it.
Diane Portnoy, co-founder and CEO of the nonprofit Immigrant Learning Center in Malden, wants more people to embrace new arrivals to this country. Her center provides English classes to adult immigrants and refugees, and she believes anti-immigrant sentiment is worse now than ever.
And you've heard it. They take our jobs away. They don't pay taxes. They're all criminals.
Portnoy says statistics show this couldn't be further from the truth.
Here in Massachusetts, a higher percentage of immigrants pay state income taxes than the native-born.
Brookline School Committee Chairwoman Rebecca Stone thinks it's time to change the public dialogue and has introduced a town meeting warrant this month that would allow immigrants with green cards to vote in local elections.
This is really just a way to say, we want you here, we are richer for it.
Coming up in my next report, what people do to get here. Mary Blake, WBZ News Radio, 1030.